Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Mark Haynes.
And I'm Julia Raceite.
And over the next 4 months, we'll be taking you through the highs and lows of Strictly Come Dancing. All the winners.
The losers.
The huge name stars and the other ones.
The inevitable relationship traumas.
The gags.
The pitiful gags.
The awful, awful gags. The wonderful outfits.
The complex structure of bets that could leave you better off by £1 million.
And everything that happens both on and off the dance floor.
It's the curse of Strictly.
Keep listening, subscribing, telling your friends, and dancing!
Appalling.
It's absolutely awful.
Hello, welcome to The Curse of Strictly with me, Julia Raceite, and him, Mark Haynes. Carry on.
Hello! Hiya. I've got a rare case of Strictly-itis.
Mark, you forgot to say hot sauce.
Hot sauce! Being my, Mark Hot Sauce Haynes. I've got, it's either Strictly-itis or it's the start of a cold.
Is it? No, you're sounding quite husky. It's nice.
I could do the voiceovers for people.
Oh, go on then.
Please welcome your hosts, Tess. What, Tess?
Daly.
I probably have it written down in front of me.
Yeah, you failed the audition. No, it does. It sounds good.
I mean, hot sauce, Julia. This week is insane.
It really is. I've got like a full tension headache across the front of my skull from all the emotion and all the just people putting their heart and soul into everything. And doing their partners proud.
I know, and people who shouldn't go out going out.
I know. Also, I took a drink every time someone said "do them proud," and now I have no liver.
That's a very modern thing with reality shows where people go on and they're whoever they are. If they're sort of minor celeb, they will often say, "I just don't want to let my children down."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they go on to like have to eat a turkey in 2 minutes or whatever the thing is. Your children do not care whether you eat this turkey or not.
Yeah, I'm going to eat the. out of these turkey testicles.
Yes.
I'm doing it for the love of my small ill child.
Exactly. As soon as they bring in the families, I emotionally just totally detach.
Yeah, I check out.
Yeah,
crying nans this week. Gratuitous crying nans.
I think that was a proper attempt to win over the nan demographic for a young couple.
Oh, it was.
This was Saffron Barker and AJ. I'm sure we'll take it in turns to get
all
to
right,
them.
All
and,
right.
And you know how it is. There are 13 couples dancing. So probably by Thursday or so, we'll have got through them.
Yeah, I know.
Just in time so for the next week to
strap
then continue.
In.
What a shocker.
It was a complete shocker. My jaw is on the actual floor. Even though that wasn't their strongest dance, Dev and Diane were not on the list of you know, looking like they weren't going to make it. Absolutely stunning.
This is, I think, one of the real problems when you've got a lot of good people on a series.
Yeah.
Because would Dev and Diane have been in the final if they hadn't have gone out? I mean, if they never went out, of course they would. That's the way the game
works.
Well,
I mean, that's a sure thing. But no, I know what you mean. He was so cool and calm and collected. He might have been one of those guys that just plateaued, given another couple of weeks, maybe just about made it to Blackpool. But yeah, the potential all looked like it was there. We didn't get the chance to find out. It's tragic.
I think there's a little bit of the blame has to go to the Strictly production side.
Do you think?
They had a classic thing, which is people outside of television don't know this, because why would you?
Yep.
But red is a terrible, terrible colour for television.
It was awful, wasn't it?
And so what you get with reds, TVs can't really catch up with them. So you lose a lot of, it just looks like a blur.
Oh, I see.
When you put red on a red background, the whole thing is just like a great big spread of colour that you can't penetrate.
And your eyes can't really relax and sort of take it in.
Yeah, and you've got Diane's red hair as well, did not add to that whole thing.
I know. So, and they made it bigger, they embiggened it wildly.
I think if you were there live, you would have thought that was a brilliant dance.
Yeah, perhaps.
At home, you just went, can't see it, mate.
No,
it's rubbish.
I know what you mean.
Don't like it.
I don't know. He was good, but it definitely, they said something about his personality not really coming through. And I think sometimes you can look too laid back and in control of things, and maybe that he was just a bit too cool. But I don't know. And they got them to cha-cha to a song. Was it called
Dancing with a Stranger?
I've never bloody heard it. It's always a bit of a kiss of death. You said this before, when they give you a song that no one can really get into.
Yeah, really unexciting music.
Too many barriers to enjoying their dance this week, I think.
Massively.
Such a shame. But there has to be a shock at some point, and Yeah, this was definitely one of those.
It does seem like an early shock. It does seem like an early shock. I think there's, for me, there would be more justice in your David James and your Mike Baggins going and doing a great dance, the best they've ever done. Yeah. And you know what? They leave on a high.
And everyone's really, really proud of them. And everyone's crying. And they're, you know.
What a year it's been that a dance like that didn't see you staying to the next
week. It's
an
honourable discharge and everyone's happy with it narratively.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
But no, we didn't get that. I mean, I wouldn't have put Emma and Aliash in the dance off with them either. And certainly, if you told me just, you know, as an idea that those two couples were in a dance off together, there's no way I'd have thought Emma could beat Dev.
No.
But there it was.
No.
This is
really the problem. Not the problem. This is quite the exciting thing about this year.
Yeah.
Is there are so many people in, it's got a fat middle.
The middle table.
Let me make it clear, I would never say those words about anyone who was on the show.
Mark, we've all got a fat middle.
The show itself has a fat middle. It's a fat, rich, creamy middle.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of good dancers in there.
Absolutely.
But they probably aren't the people who are going to go through to the final.
No.
And so actually it becomes that thing where everyone is in danger. That's what I like about this.
I know. It's like Game of Thrones. Anyone could go. It's quite fun.
I do feel for Dev. I think he must be perplexed by this
His
result.
Head must be spinning today because it's just, it's a really, really unexpected. They were definitely following the pattern of at least, you know, week six, maybe beyond, you know. And like I said, if he was going to improve, then he had a potential journey, to get to somewhere near
and
the final.
And you saw last week, I mean, when they get a dance absolutely right, they really got it
right.
Oh
my God,
I really do feel for him. I think it's partly his background, which is Radio 1.
Yeah, true.
Who listens to that and watches Strictly Come Dancing?
No, I know, but not. I suppose you're right. But normally, cute men, and let's face it, he's pretty. Normally, cute men, the girls pick up the phone for them, and I don't understand. He's basically a model. Like, what's wrong with you, women?
Yeah,
but you go.
It's
you
very much, I
predict.
Think, the year of the Baggins.
The year of the Baggins. See, now you've seen him do his thing, and Katia have a virtual breakdown at the end of it. We'll come to that. But my God, I mean, clearly the guy has got legs.
Yes.
And he knows what to do with them.
He's got little legs, but boy, oh boy, do they pack a punch.
They do.
Mixed metaphor,
punch
ahoy.
Anyway, let's start with the first dance of the night. My favourite couple, I think I've decided now, Chris and Karen.
Yep.
And for once this week, the judges didn't crucify him. Hurrah!
No, I thought they were still undermarking him.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I really do think so. Was his dance objectively worse than David James? And David James had a period where he did, as they skated up one side, his feet went all wrong. And
he did go really, really wrong.
And the Chris Ramsey wasn't brilliant, but...
But it was pretty good, though.
And
his kicks and flicks were kicky and flicky.
You could look at it and go, his hands are a bit spare, and he...
The
sometimes,
finesse isn't there,
yeah, exactly. But you wouldn't sort of go, oh, and he went wrong for a minute and a half.
Honestly, I just think, I know we're looking with untrained eyes. When I see a male dancer, especially because they sort of stand out more in a way, a male dancer keeping up with the kicks and flicks and that very, very horrendously bouncy leg action that must just cause such agony in your calves. When I see someone doing that, I just think, no, fair play. You can stay another week.
Yeah,
but he was really good this week and he got to dress as Elton John.
He did.
Which was fabulous.
One of the Elton Johns.
Yeah, exactly. And he threw himself into it. And the judges seem to have just completely changed around again now.
Yeah.
And from pulling him to pieces when I don't think he deserved it, two of them stood up, Motsi and Shirley stood up and gave him sevens.
Yeah, but they also, they stood up and then their comments. So Shirley, I'd written down what she said, was she was on her feet and her first comment is, well, he's continuing to improve.
Yes.
Well, why did your lying legs get up?
Because she's really biddable and when Motsi does something, Shirley does it as well.
Because
Motsi's the cool one.
Bruno said, oh, there was this little bit weird, oh, and wrong. And again, why focus on that? Why don't you sort of go... Yeah, that was really good. There were some great moments in that.
Yeah.
But they seem a little bit determined to go...
Start with a negative.
Yeah, let's get this lad out.
Yeah, I don't, they're not taking him seriously. At least Motsi didn't say this week, like, work on the dancing.
Yeah.
Useless comment. That usually is the kiss of death if Motsi says that to you.
Yeah.
But no, I think that they're giving... I mean, now they're actually... They gave him two sixes and two sevens. I think if he's allowed to continue improving, which I think he will, he genuinely is someone who is... from week one to now, a much better dancer, then he's got hope, I think. But yeah, they do seem strangely down on him.
Mm.
Strangely down on him.
I don't know whether it's... And I wonder if this is a thing where there are... The final, I think, is already slightly taking place.
Ooh.
I think it's Kelvin,
it's definitely Kelvin.
Karim, and it's going to be Michelle Visage.
Do you think so?
I think.
See, I've got really high hopes for Emma Barton.
This week, she was great.
The romance of the cup suggests to me that, like, little Accrington Stanley is going to make it to the...
Yeah.
But, make it to Wembley.
But what they need is they cannot have an all-male final.
No.
And this year, I think there's a danger that that will happen.
Yeah, I know. The men are much stronger, aren't
they? So I have a feeling they're taking out those people. They're not worried about Mike and they're not worried about David James because they will go.
Yeah,
but I think there's a slight thing of going, we can't really have... a beloved listener's
too many boys.
Spoiler in the top. That's how I would book it. If I was in charge of Strictly,
okay.
I would be worried about that all-male final.
You think the Puppet Masters are casting ahead and going, mm-mm, we can't.
Yeah, slightly. I thought Craig was really funny in here, and it just reminded me as well. So Chris Ramsey has finished his dance. Craig sort of goes, well, it was appalling.
He didn't say that. He's most encouraging.
But Chris Ramsey began saying, oh, it's like, you know, you're like flirting with me here.
He said, that
this
was
is
good.
Like playground flirting. You're pulling my pigtails. And Craig looked up and he just sort of went, you are dreadful. Dreadful is a word you just never hear.
No, I know.
About people. What a dreadful person. You never hear that on television.
I think there's been some behind the scenes flirtation going on there.
Yeah.
Clearly.
But it reminds you really why Craig Revel Horwood is the best judge on British television.
Oh, he's great.
Not only is he the only one whose opinion really matters on Strictly.
Yeah.
And you can see that, you know, when he gives a 7,
his score is the only people one they care
will,
about. Yeah.
Will tear their clothes off, start rotting in the street.
Week. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas when Motsy then next to him will go 7, people go boo. You know, so but also he is genuinely great TV.
Oh, he's wonderful. I mean, created a character from day one on that show and he will not break character.
Yeah.
And even when he does it in a way that maintains his character.
It's lovely when he does.
He never stands up when the other judges are on their feet because someone's done a great routine. He sits there and just looks sanguine and, yeah, I like how he holds his nerve.
I like it as well when you do get that moment where he does break.
Yeah.
Because it feels like... See, it's that panto thing where someone corpses.
Yeah.
And it's just that thing if you go, he's all right, really.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it also feels like a hard-won victory.
Absolutely.
And so with Chris Ramsey making him laugh, they showed a little clip of him in the comedy store taking Karen there.
Yeah, that's right. No, he went to the stand.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I meant in a comedy club.
Your
stand in
clubs,
Edinburgh.
Mark.
Or Glasgow. Couldn't tell which one
it was. I think that was the Newcastle one, wasn't it?
Really?
Well,
that would make more sense.
He's from the northeast.
That's true.
Apologies for the accent.
And they showed a little bit of his stand up. And
yeah.
I mean, poor Chris Ramsey. You'd watch that back and you'd go, I literally put in a little bit of tailored material that got nothing.
Nothing.
And then I did another 40 minutes and I'm sure it was a standing up.
Brought the house down.
Absolutely. But they had to show that little bit of Strictly where he's like, I'm Banana Man.
I know.
So he really redeemed himself. And then when he was up with Claudia,
yeah,
he did a great thing where they were the first dance on and he just sort of said, let's see the leaderboard!
Yes,
because he knew he was going to be on the top.
That's so sweet.
Absolutely great.
He is winning hearts and minds really brilliantly and I just think he is charming and... he just seems to be that rare thing, a genuinely lovely male comedian.
Yes.
I'm so behind him. Yeah. I really love him.
Massively.
Then they did the terms and conditions and it was Jason Donovan.
Yeah, wasn't that
he
good?
He was adorable. Again, somebody who trod the right line between not milking it too much, but just being really glad to be there.
Yeah, he's done Strictly as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was quite disappointing, wasn't he, I think?
A little bit. He was a bit stompy.
I was a bit sad they didn't sort of pick his song. So they picked, especially for you, which was Kylie and Jason.
Yeah, of course.
See who got the first billing there. Kylie and Jason.
Yes.
And I think he's off on a tour and it's like, oh, we'll play the Kylie one. That can't necessarily be guaranteed.
You'd be a bit cross if you were him, wouldn't you? But anyway, next came my favourite dance of the night. I actually, and I'm not even just saying this for the podcast, Mark, I cried.
I don't blame you.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
I wrote before it started, this should be vintage Anton.
Exactly. It's a Viennese waltz. It's to send in the frickin' clowns.
Send in the clowns. And he's not in dancing terms. He is on the back foot.
Yeah.
They have had a terrible run up to this point where
I know what you mean. Not terrible, just not quite right.
Yeah. You've been ordering steak and you've been getting steak frites.
Yes. Okay, fair dues.
That's one for the middle class people. Yeah. Everyone else, it's like when you order a pie and it hasn't got the pastry underneath.
There's no filling.
No, it's got like potato on top.
Cease your foodie metaphors.
Not a pie. Fantastic.
It was just beautiful. I just wrote down, oh God, for the Nans. Her acting was incredible.
The acting entirely pushed
her
that over the edge.
Her face made me cry in the most beautiful way. They got an 8 and 3 9s. And I think they were both quite shocked, actually.
Yeah.
And lots of people crying in the studio. Emma's friends had come along. They were crying, including the brilliant Tanya Franks from Pulling.
Yes.
Like one of my heroes.
Yeah.
It's nice to see her there. That just made me love her. And I think that might be, in terms of audiences remembering her and voting for her, I think that's a bit of a breakthrough for
her. Oh, massively. Massively.
Because it was Vintage Anton.
Vintage Anton and classic Come Dancing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think...
It's what you were talking
she
about.
She needed this. She needed this really to break through that middle deadlock.
Totally.
And I think also she was really good in that she made his performance so much better because she'd obviously...
Oh my God.
The acting helped him.
And it really did.
And for the first time, there is a thing about Anton, which is he needs to reinvent himself from being that... wink, wink, nudge, nudge, chance to be a fine thing. Yeah. Oh, you know, poor me.
The next Brucey, essentially.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that boat has sailed. He's had a go. It didn't work. You might as well go back to being a serious sort of dancer. Last week, if you think about it, they were dancing dressed as Austin Powers.
I know.
And a fembot.
And they did good work with it. But this was what they needed.
Stick them every week in how can you do the most elegant version of the dance we're being asked to do?
Yeah, exactly.
I thought this was great. Yeah. I really enjoyed this. Maybe it's a recognition of my advancing years.
I think so.
But I thought, I'd love to be either Anton or Emma in that scenario.
I know, I would. I just enjoyed watching them, frankly. But yeah, that hands down. I mean, there were other really good dancers, but that, for me, my heart was, it leapt to them. It was wonderful. Yeah, dance of the night.
Shirley said, look, if you can imagine it, you can achieve it.
Oh.
Which, if my imagining will achieve it, this is bad news for Karen Hauer.
Oh, no! Run, Karen, run! Don't stop to get your case or passport. Just go.
She can't run in that silver boiler suit she had on. It's too flappy. The wind will drag her back to me.
Oh, my God. Well, at least you know, when the police get involved, they know whose door to knock on. So, obviously, we've already talked about Dev and Diane. This was doom week for them. He looked relaxed out there. He wasn't sparkling and full of personality. They said he needed to be cheekier because it's a cha-cha, and that's supposed to be a bit more of a personality dance, but he was the steps were all there, but like we said, the obstacles seem to be in their way this week. We've got 6 and 3 sevens.
I don't think this is a good call.
No,
I really don't.
No, I think you're right.
And it must be so perplexing for him. He must just go, am I really unpopular?
Yeah, you know, he must. I mean, again, it's the danger of the mid table. So a 6 and 3 sevens would normally put you upper bottom of the table.
Yeah.
Upper bottom, if that's even a thing. I do apologise for saying upper bottom. So I won't say it again.
I'm not tying this in with my Karen Hauer story.
Run, for sake, run. That is a dangerous place to be because you could just go unnoticed. You're not right at the bottom, so you don't get the underdog vote, and you're not anywhere near the top, so you're not safe from the lack of popular vote. So yeah, they were clearly in the danger zone. But my God, I just would have assumed more girls fancying him and phoning in, just simple math.
Also, I mean, David James got one more point than Dev and Diane. And I cannot see in any world why that would be.
No, it doesn't make any sense. Their scoring is still all over the shop.
Yeah. I mean, that was separated by one dance as well. Yeah. It's not like it's at the start of the evening.
No,
And you could tell actually at the end of this evening, they all seemed a bit tired.
Yeah.
They'd had enough of it. But
because it was so intense as well, just the constant emotional, I don't know, nearly every other dance had a, this is for my nan, this is for something, this is, you know, oh, it's been, I've had the flu. Everyone's stakes seemed so much higher this week.
And I think it was a rare episode where actually every single dance was pretty good.
Yeah.
And they kept on bringing out absolute bangers.
Everyone was better.
When David James suddenly turns it on.
Yeah.
Not to the degree I think the judges made out, to be brutally frank.
No. They went nuts for him.
Then your Mike Baggins is pulling it out. And then you're getting, you know, dances. Just everyone is absolutely amazing.
It did feel like the stakes were hugely high this week in a way that did give me a massive headache. But we'll get to him in a minute. But Catherine and Johannes were next. With, I thought, a slightly underwhelming Charleston.
100%. This was a 6 3/8.
It's the one I was looking forward to most. It was to single ladies. So, like, you know, just the perfect kind of tempo.
Yep.
It was going to be, for me, like one of the ones I was most keen to see. I just thought it was a little bit leaden and she didn't look very confident. I think she cocked up a little bit.
Yep.
Just not her best dance, and she's done a lot better.
But the judges actually made the point, which we made last week, where they were talking about sometimes the professional is outshining the person they're with, and that makes the person they're with not look as good.
He was fabulous.
He was unbelievable.
I mean, he was just like, we are going gay, girlfriend. Let's do this.
But when he was moving, I mean, he's when they were doing the sort of, if you like, the sort of bit where Beyonce punches into the floor as she walks along.
Yeah, the shoulders go up and down like pistons.
Everything was a right angle. Yeah. His shoulder, his wrist, his arm, his eyes,
astonishing.
His nose, his ears.
His eyelashes all pointing directly down.
Whereas you could see with her doing it, you know, you haven't got that years of contorting your body into those positions.
Like rolled shoulders and stuff. It is difficult to do that side by side stuff and not look.
He was so
deficient.
Crisp.
Yeah, no, he just is. He is a giant crisp. He is the
as crisp as crisps.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
As crisp as a crisp.
So I think they were quite lucky to get eights this week. They got a six from Craig and then all eights across the board.
Yeah.
And I think they should have probably had Devin Diane's score, to be honest.
The lifts as well, judges didn't really make much of that, but they had three lifts in there.
No.
And all of them looked
really
like he was
underpowered.
Well, just like lifting up a child, like a nephew.
Yeah.
A roly poly nephew, because it was just sort of waggling legs.
They were like baby lifts, weren't they? But they did say, I think, didn't Tess say to her, oh, you've done your first lifts? It's like, has she been reluctant to do them or something?
I think she did say in one of the early VTs, she was sort of saying, I really don't like being lifted. I never get lifted. Why are we doing this?
Okay.
The thing it reminded me of, and it's such a niche reference.
She's going to have to get over that because that's going to hold her back.
And if they're always going to be slightly comic because they want to cover the fact that she can't do them, then you've got to work something out, haven't you?
She won't make the final if she's if she's being timid about lifts.
No, 100%.
We only like brave people who risk broken necks and possibly fractured skulls. That's what I want
like
to see.
Like Diane, although she then got chucked out.
I know, for her trouble. Yeah. Nice, eh?
It reminds me of when they were dancing. This almost seems like something that I half remember and maybe have made up.
Yeah.
But like comedy sketches where someone would get a bang on the head and it would be like a Benny Hill sort of, or Les Dawson, and they'd see a girl walking through the park in a bikini and they go, ooh, like that. But you'd then see what
this
they
is just
couldn't
your life,
see.
Mark.
You'd see what they couldn't see, which would be, it would be one of the roly polies.
Oh, yes.
But they'd be wildly in love with her because they'd had a head injury.
Okay,
or they'd got
right.
wrong glasses.
Yeah.
And watching the lifts, it was like they were going to cut. And actually, the reason they looked so bad with her doing a sort of backward roll and then him lifting her up was actually, it would be one of the roly polies.
Yeah, okay.
And Johannes had had a head blow.
I know. It looked like he wasn't lifting someone who is eminently as svelte as she is.
No.
It's really bizarre.
It looked like he was what are those, a dudong? Are they
I don't know.
Sea cows.
Is that a dance move?
No, they're
his dudongs were all over the place.
I believe he has dudongs. Has he seen the doctor about it? No, he's delighted. Johannes was the star in this every step of the way.
Oh my God, no, he's so razzle dazzle that no one would have stood a chance next to him.
No, but I think 30 was much too high a score.
Yeah, no, the eights were misplaced, I think, for me. But so Alex and Neil came after with their tango, their strangely sort of cheerful tango.
Yeah.
That motorbike thing, leather jacket, all a bit.
She cannot do the... I thought this was a lean towards her getting rid of the I'm a happy girl next door, bubbly type.
She still smiled, though.
Yeah.
It's a tango.
Whenever you see her in, like, any other photographs...
Yeah.
She, on TV, she is absolutely smile.
Mm-hmm.
When you see her in most photos, she's quite a serious girl.
She's
got that sort of thing. To not be able... I don't know, maybe it's because the cameras are there and she's like, well, this is what's expected of me.
Perhaps.
To be, hello, it's me, Alex Scott, cheery.
Yeah. Smile.
But in this, I actually quite like this dance.
Did you?
I did. I didn't think it was terrible.
So it was To Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac. Yeah, her feet seemed to be in the right place and everything. But the scoring for this was wild.
Yeah, wasn't it?
There was a 4 from Craig, which I thought was perhaps maybe 1 too low. But I didn't, I didn't love it. 2 sixes. And then everyone was very bemused when Bruno brought out a 7. And even he looked a bit confused as well. He's like, 7?
Yeah.
I'm not sure now. Because Craig just given them a 4. It was a bit of a... I think it split the judges, clearly.
It was a sort of little bit that they showed. And again, I think this could be almost an internal thing.
Yeah.
Where this has been decided that she isn't going to make it through.
I don't think
Blackpool
she will. I really don't think
and
she
I
will.
And I think she lacks a connection with an audience as well.
That's the main thing. Even if she gets better and better at the dancing, the acting's always going to be a bit weak.
Look, she's a sports person. And a presenter,
girl?
You aren't necessarily working a crowd.
No.
So that's understandable. But they showed a little clip of her where Neil went in to see her doing Match of the day, or whatever she was. I don't follow football, so it could be anything.
Neither do I.
Is it still called Match of the Day? It might be called Football Chatter.
It looked to me, because it was a panel of all women, and it seems most unlikely the Match of the Day would ever allow that to happen, that it was probably commentary on like women's football games. Because...
Red button.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, off Neil goes, and there they are. And she was sort of going, hey, did you enjoy it? Hey, what did you think? And he was like, well, come on, we've got to get... And you could see in her face, she was like, oh, for a moment there, I forgot I had that bloody dancing thing at the weekend.
Oh, no.
And it does look like she's just, yeah. Do you know what? This isn't working for me.
You said last week the light went out of her eyes.
Yeah.
I think you might be right.
She just looks like, I can't wait for this to be over.
I think the acting thing is a thing she feels really uncomfortable with. And my God, she did try, but you're right. There seemed to be a bit less conviction this
week. She can definitely do strong woman. Better than she can do flirty girly.
Oh, yeah,
and
for sure.
I was thinking about this, and I was thinking, God, if I was Neil, what would I do? And I think he's actually not been great with her.
No, I know what you mean.
He hasn't brought out anything where you've gone, oh, with someone else, that would have been spectacular.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a bit like maybe he's working within the limitations he's got.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking, do you know what I'd do? I'd stick her in the man's costume.
Oh.
And I'd stick Neil in a cocktail dress. And I think...
And make her lead.
Yeah, I think she would be unbelievable. I think you'd be like, oh my God, where did this...
Victor Victoria sort of scenario.
Absolutely. And I think she'd probably find it easier to be in charge, leading, and not having to be feminine and submissive.
I think you need to just
make her... sort of like strong.
You're doing like full Hulk physical. Yeah, I think you might be right. He clearly hasn't found her thing yet, and I don't know if they've got much more time to find out, to be perfectly honest.
I was reading The Sun this morning, and there was actually one of the first sort of wink, wink, nudge, nudge stories.
Yeah.
And it's about Neil and Alex dating.
Oh.
And there were some photos that were taken either last night or the night before of them returning from seeing a ballroom exhibition at the Albert Hall to her house at 11 p.m.
Ooh.
The taxi dropped them back off.
Golly gosh.
And going in together. And I read it and I thought, I shouldn't think so. I shouldn't think anything's happening, you know. But I'll read through and I'll see if I can find the bit between the lines that basically the Sun will admit nothing happened. And the line that was not there was he didn't come out again until the morning.
No, they don't. They always put that in.
Or it didn't say
it happened.
It would say he left 3 hours later.
Yeah.
And there was nothing.
Because they definitely would wait. Let's face it. Yeah, that's a bit telling, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think that's probably nonsense.
If it isn't,
God bless them, but it's not coming out when they do their dance.
No, exactly. But there's a very high proportion of single celebrities this year, because I think obviously, you know, if shenanigans are going to go on, then they'd rather keep it clean, BBC, keep it clean.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I think when the doors are open and it's not forbidden, they just don't bother. It's like, oh no, it's too easy.
Yeah.
Too easy. There's no skullduggery involved. So
you could have your pick if you work in either dancing or sport of anyone. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. You're all gorgeous. Anyway, next.
You'll notice those are two things I don't work in, but I'm just imagining what they're like.
Mark, they're all at it all of the time and we are getting left out, my friend.
I am furious about this.
Hello, I'm John Holmes, and yes, the last thing you need is another podcast that takes apart a television show and hacks through it like a cough going through a pensioner. Except wait, because this is the One Show, in which myself and my guests force ourselves to watch a week's worth of TV's The One Show and then analyse it all in far too much detail. It sounds like a terrible idea, and it is. For us. But for you, it's entertainment gold that's all over a programme you yourself have no intention of ever watching. The One Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Next Dance, David and Nadia confused the hell out of me because I didn't enjoy it, thought it was really kind of awkward and stompy and his frame was bad. And the judges went cray cray for it and said it was terrific.
Standing ovation.
What the Jeff happened there?
Don't know. I mean, I'd written this and I sort of write as it's going on.
Yeah.
And I'd written, look, you know, within a second of it starting, you know he's going home, and yeah. It seems to have taken a lot of the pressure off him.
Oh, I was confident. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, yeah.
He went out. He looked like he was having a good time.
Yeah.
He weirdly looks about 25.
Oh my God! What have they done to his face today? Because in the VT, he was playing with his grandchildren.
Yeah.
And he is a terribly young-looking man, but my God, he did look.
Do you think
12?
He's got a son who is just like that age, who's in his 20s, who can dance better?
Yeah.
He turns up.
He sent him this week.
They swap the suit. It's out crazy. He goes. They gave him higher marks than Chris Ramsey, Devin Diane,
absolute
and
bullshit.
Alex Scott. He got 28.
It's crazy. I mean, he danced that very emotive song from The Greatest Showman, which even though I don't like The Greatest Showman, I've never seen it all the way through, but I've been bombarded by the music via my son at school and things. That song, you can't fail to kind of get a lump in your throat because they do like a cynical key change.
Mm.
So I was like, I thought, well, the choice of music, that's really going to help him. But Shirley was on her feet at the end.
Yep.
Then it was confusing because they came over and Tess, she was really patronising this week.
Oh,
I do like Tess. And
she
I will
really
defend
was.
Her, but she, when she gets a bit, I don't know, she's stuck for words. She gets that kind of, she gets her gush on. That's a bad way to say it. She gets her gush on and she just said, we can see how hard you were trying.
Did you know she's terrible?
And she did
it
later with Will as
with
well.
Will Bailey.
They patronised the shite out of
Will
him this
Bailey
week.
is does not need you to go.
No.
Who's a big strong boy?
Oh, my darling, aren't you clever?
No. Your mummy and daddy are going to be very pleased.
It was too much this week, wasn't it? They were all bloody doing it as well.
Yeah,
you're right. He doesn't need it. He's just good.
Yeah.
But we'll come to his dance in a minute. I got a funny feeling in my tummy for him this week.
Yeah.
He made his dance a bit sexy this week.
Yes, he did. He did. It was very soft.
I know. But anyway, David and Nadia confused. They got a 6, 2 sevens and an 8 from Bruno.
All four judges said something that I thought was them going, we're going to be really nice because obviously this is your last night.
I know.
Bruno said, miraculous. I've never seen a transformation like this.
It was so over the top.
Craig, you finally arrived.
No, he didn't. I didn't enjoy watching it. It was really awkward. It was a quick step, which is hard.
Yeah.
But I didn't relax
long.
At all. And he is. He's very long.
Yeah. Motsy said, you do not deserve to go to the dance-off today. And Shirley said, you're an inspiration. It's miraculous. I'm absolutely gobsmacked.
What were they on?
I don't know. I mean, I thought, yes, it has improved. Yes, it was good.
There were bits where it went
really wrong. And yet they didn't bother sort of going. There was that bit when you're on the over the other side.
He actually cocked up and everybody else gets pulled up on it except for him.
His legs were literally in a knot. They had to lie him on
behind
the floor
his ears.
And untie him. And it took 25 minutes.
Yeah.
I may have been in and out of sleep here. But it just seemed incredible that they I really thought they were being so nice because they were going bon voyage.
And then the scores. No, they those were not.
Like when you give a sick dog a little bit of steak.
Yes, because you know it's his last
meal. Oh, this is nice. This is a great new era in eating my dinner. Yes, isn't it, Mopsy? Weep.
Get the vet. So next, OT and Kelvin did a rumba, which everyone slid off their chairs in unison behind the judges' desk. It was incredible.
Yeah, I feel a bit for Kelvin because I think he is a very shy,
he's lovely,
gentle man. And he has to essentially be thrown into the deep end of a hen party every single Saturday night. And the better he does, the worse it is for him.
I know
him.
It is. He must almost want to just ruin it.
Shirley is basically shouting, she's I'm going through the chains as a result of watching this man. Right? I am, the things I'm feeling that I've not felt for many years. Oh, but batten down the hatches. And he has to sit there and sort of,
She just,
I'm very sorry, miss.
Is that kind of, yes, it's like your headmistress saying, I'm having unmentionable feelings for you.
Yes.
But she almost through gritted jaw said, you're a very masculine man.
Yes,
like, yes, no, we can see he is. He had one of those see-through tops on that shows off your nipples.
She gets
he did look beautiful.
She gets brilliantly Yorkshire as well when she's getting
she
flustered.
Does.
Like, oh, you masculine man. Oh, Rams tupping him outdoor
it
stone
feels.
Barn. Oh, Kelvin.
Yes,
oh.
Very, very nice.
I felt there was an excellent walk back from OT as well. I thought this dance was fantastic.
Oh, it was beautiful.
I think it's incredible they got 4 9s. I think it should have been 4 10s.
I agree.
What sort of dance are you going to get on any given night that is better than the one that they did?
But I think they've been quite, I know, and the scoring again is that there's no consistency, but I think they're wise to be a bit careful with him because he is so good every week.
Mm.
where's he got left to go? Yeah. So I think that's actually a pretty cool score. Mm. He'll be safe right near the top of the leaderboard, but he won't be, I don't know, thought to be doing too well. The public are such a fickle lot, and we're, you know, we don't want someone to be getting tens in week four.
No, although they did, so. They did with Karim and Amy at the end.
Yeah, I know.
For a dance that was technically beautiful.
I mean, it was brilliant.
It was really good.
Yeah.
But was it as good as Kelvin and Oti? And the answer to that wasn't. Is no.
No, no, no. It wasn't tens. But, you know, actually, I don't care about Karim. I'm all about Kelvin.
Yeah.
If I'm picking a favourite boy, then it's there's no one to touch him. He's just incredible.
He undulates like a pervert.
Say that again. Oh, he does. He really
all
does.
All right, Shirley Ballas.
I'm sorry. Perhaps my change has arrived early. I
do think the thing about him, in here, it's a really, really unlucky thing, which is that he is absolute pure catnip and sex on the thing. And as soon as it's over, everyone treats him like catnip and sex.
He's lovely.
And he's just like, please don't blame me for what this body does.
Yes, yes. I have no control of my fabulous chest.
I am a higher being. No, you're basically Mellors.
Basically, yes. But he is terrific. He's just the Roomba's so hard for the man, especially. They always talk about how you're showcasing your partner.
Yeah.
But he did that, the partnering of Oti. It was just so
beautiful.
It was
superb.
And all that tension, they talk about resistance. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I know about that. That how you somehow make it look like there's magnets between you that are pushing you apart at points,
and then they did exactly
pulling you together.
That.
And oh my god, it was beautiful.
I thought
watch.
The other really, really nice touch is they finished it and it had Oti walking away.
Yeah,
and she walks and she turned and she has that sort of tongue between her teeth going,
yeah.
Blah 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 blah.
Oh,
like you're having
so
a bit
sweet.
Of a laugh at the end of it, and you were just like, yes, we saw a piece of art, and the artist is going, that went well.
Yeah,
and it was. Playful, and it was. I just thought it was great.
Yeah, there's that at the end of the dance. That yes, we did it. Kind of little smile, and then there's what Nadia did. We'll talk about that. No, not Nadia.
Katia.
Then there's what Katia did, which we must talk about later because I really didn't feel comfortable with that. Anyway, moving on to Emma and Aliash. So they did a jive to the Kids in America, the Kim Wilde song.
Yeah, this is your Emma Weymouth.
It was Emma.
Yeah.
It was very hard choreography. It was cute. Her footwork was quite ladylike.
Yep.
Which I know is stereotyping, which they do every week, but it kind of was. It was quite placed and quite sort of, prancy. But I don't know. She's fine, and it was a little bit better than last week.
Yeah.
But I'm sort of just not really falling for her.
No, she's good. It's fine.
Yeah,
and
it's
I think
fine.
There's just, you don't get that impression that she is going to suddenly reinvent herself. She's at a level.
Yeah.
And she's pretty much been at that level since it started.
She has.
Competent.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's a school report where it just says good work. Not nice girl.
I think that's it. I think in terms of personality and in terms of the skills she's picked up so far, it's all absolutely fine.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you, did a memory game now and put a tea towel over all the Strictly couples that I'd even remember she was in it.
No.
It's her and Saffron that always leave me a bit sort of who?
Yeah.
You know, that's not their fault. That's just this is the brutality of the game we play.
Absolutely.
That you kind of have to stand out. And she's still not really, for me, massively standing out. And she's got Aliash as a partner. I love him.
I know. I thought it was nice to see that they finally got rid of the whole she is our better thing. And they dressed her as...
They've given it up.
A look I like as well. They did Kids in America.
Yeah.
Kim Wilde. A banging song.
Great song.
I mean, if you are not into Kim Wilde, then do listen to Cambodia. That is the greatest.
Okay.
It's the single after Kids in America. It's fantastic.
Oh.
In Cambodia. but they had her dressed as that sort of 1950s, when the 1980s got hold of it. And I was going, what is the sort of distillation of that period?
Yeah.
It's Athena posters. And
that's
she looked like a girl from an Athena poster who'd be drinking an ice cold Coke out of the bottle.
And
there'd be a guy behind leaning on a Chevy.
Rah-rah skirt, bit of a perm going on.
She looked
jacket.
Great.
Yeah, no, she did look good.
And
it was cute. It was
really
cute.
I think also her inherent sort of her friendly openness is the thing as well that you see every week. And that sort of makes you go, oh, yeah, nice.
No, she does. She seems nice. Nice is such a dreadfully dangerous word to have attached to you on Strictly, though.
The
because
worst.
They're all nice. My God. I mean, no one's showing any kind of sign of being secretly evil. But, you know.
Yeah. And what's she going to be like when she does that sort of the rumba that Oti and Kelvin were doing?
Immediately just my shoulders went up then when you said that.
Yeah.
I don't want to see her sexually undulating against
She would look a little bit like a blarp doll with that happy face. face in the shadows.
Yeah, because she won't change her face. No, you're right.
It's very nice. I'm having a good time.
Hopefully they won't let her get far enough into the competition to do a rumba.
No, I could have seen her going this week. And yeah. I think it's more because...
And it would have been a shock, but probably not as much of a shock as Dev.
Yeah, and I don't think it would have been... I wouldn't have been going, well, that's a shame because, you know, next week I'm going to have to sit through Dev.
You wouldn't have noticed her gone to be... I mean, again, that is brutal, that is nasty. I'm not meaning to be, but I think, yes, in terms of who's made an impression, who hasn't,
the quality is just
her.
Too high this year.
I know, you know.
There is no room for people who are just okay.
Oh, God, my attention headaches. let's move on to another of your favourites.
Just one thing.
Go on.
They did cut to her husband in the audience.
Oh, did they? I missed that. I must have been looking away.
He looked like... There's an actor, a character actor, who's the sort of father in Beetlejuice, whose name I forget.
Ooh.
And he's got a sort of fish-like face. He had very thick, fishy lips, this chap.
And sort
of the bulbous eyes of the traditional British aristocrat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they sort of, you know, they cut to him there, and he just had that perfect posh things, perfect posh person's face.
Yeah.
In that it was largely immobile. Oh. And they would sort of go, you know, your lord hobby is in.
Oh, God.
What did you think? And he sort of went, hang on.
did he have a broken shotgun over one arm?
Brace of pheasants. Yes. Yeah. But
carry on.
But I did watch that, and I did sort of think, yeah, it would have been nice to have someone who I suppose has a life that could be changed by doing Strictly and experiences that they wouldn't get elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so seeing the elite.
She could just hire the cast of Strictly to come to her ballroom, which she probably has an actual ballroom.
I was actually watching a little bit where she was training, and I did think to myself, is this the outbuilding of a stable block? I shouldn't think it is.
I guarantee you they have. Was it Longley? They own Longley, right? Yeah. So she has an actual ballroom, but they're not going to show her rehearsing in there because that would be not so relatable to the viewing public.
Absolutely. They always do that thing that she's... they also introduce her and they say, what do they say? Model and...
Isn't it she's a... cook or TV
model
chef?
Model and cook, yeah.
TV chef.
And I think, but isn't she also, like, she owns a zoo?
She owns a vast wildlife park and estate.
And you go, I'm a model and chef. And you go, don't you own a private zoo? And you go, oh, yeah, I'm a zookeeper as well. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Zookeeper.
Yeah.
And you don't think she does the actual mucking out.
And you own, like, a massive country house, Longleat, don't you? Yeah, oh, yeah, Longleat. Yeah, yeah. And you could drive through and it's got a while. Oh, yeah,
No, woman in her own right, Mark. She's a woman in her own right.
Why would you ever do something if you were a zookeeper?
I know.
And not say,
right?
What do? You go, I'm a zookeeper. Yeah. I don't want to meet a model and
but you
cook.
Can't call yourself a zookeeper if you've never been so much as, you know, within 500 metres of an animal.
Well, you say that, Julia, but we've eaten pretty much everything once here for what we call shits and giggles.
Fair enough. So let's move on to Michelle and Giovanni, who did a very spicy salsa this week to something Latin, but I don't know what the music was.
No.
It sounded a bit like, Gloria Estefan's Do the Conga, but clearly not that.
Yeah.
But something a bit like
and,
it.
And Michelle had a sort of look between Gloria Estefan and Cher. If they were
brilliant.
In like one of those sort of early 80s Al Pacino cocaine dramas.
Yeah, like big hair, like a proper mob wife.
Yeah.
She went for it, all the sass, but she was very controlled. All of her shaping was beautiful.
And hundreds of steps.
Oh my God,
hundreds
of steps.
You know? I think, you know, she is the best dancer on this series, apart from Kelvin.
She's,
down.
I think out of the girls, my God, she is. You're right. Who else are the girls at the moment? Unless Emma overtakes her somehow. I mean, Emma, Anton and Emma, not Emma, zookeeper Emma, as we're now calling her.
Emma Z.
I
love watching her because I think, again, I have so much confidence in her.
Yes, you feel so safe watching her, don't you?
And when she starts, you go, gosh, yes, she's as good as I remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Yeah, she doesn't let you down.
She can't, I mean, just, I cannot remember anyone in there, and I think this is, I know she's older than this, anyone who is a woman and beyond 40.
Yeah, yeah.
Who has been treated so seriously and respectfully.
Yeah.
Not made to dress up as Tweety Pie.
No.
Or anything like that.
Apart from Debbie McGee, who is like, you know, the exception that proved the rule, I suppose.
Yeah.
She's so vastly talented.
But, geez, I think Michelle Visage is fantastic. I think she's doing dances that Catherine Tilsey would not be able to do.
Oh, absolutely. She's way beyond her ability
already. Taking
it
so seriously.
Yeah.
And I really, really hope it pays off for her. Because I think I could, you know, you could happily watch her week in, week out.
I think you're right. I think there's going to be an awful lot of sort of, you know, wish fulfillment for women of a plus 40 age. Hi, that's me. You know, we're all watching her and just thinking, Jesus, she can do it, you know, and you're kind of putting yourself into her shoes and thinking, I wish that was me. And I think she's going to go far. I mean,
these are the, and I suppose it goes about both, which is anyone who is over 40 is a joke.
I know, right?
They are going to be doing... They're not going to be good. They're going to be doing silly stuff. Yeah. They're going to have to be helped in some way.
Yeah.
And she just proves that, you know, you just get, you're booking the wrong people.
And in terms of like, the Roomba is the test, isn't it? Like, are you going to make them do a sexy one or a slightly more romantic one? She hasn't Roombaed yet, has she?
She has done a couple of sexy ones. Has she done a Roomba? I can't.
I think we'd bloody know about it if she did. I think she will do a sizzling Roomba. Like, I would love to see her.
And it's nice to not sort of go, how do we handicap this? Because everyone will literally be sick in their mouths if we see a woman dancing with a man ten years her junior.
You know, it's gorgeous. I love watching them.
I think there is that. I also think they're doing it.
I hope if I was him, I bloody would.
I mean, I can't imagine Michelle Visage doesn't do whoever she wants anyway.
I mean, she just clicks her fingers and they go, yes, please.
Yeah, but you look at the way she's approached dancing. If she did that with sexual intercourse, you know, she's just intercourse. She will tell you very early on. She will say, we are going to be having sexual intercourse, and I will tell you when it's going to happen. Yeah. It's going to happen at 3 p.m. on Thursday.
Yeah.
And you'll go, come 3 p.m. on Thursday.
You'll find yourself there.
Absolutely, to the minute.
Yeah, I brought towels. Where do you want me? Yeah, no, I know. She's amazing. So she got a 7 3/8, which is a good, solid
score. Crazy scores. That was, I mean, Craig had given a 7 to Emma Weymouth and Aliash.
Yeah, no, that's nuts.
And looking at those two dances, I mean, how you sort of go, they are the same.
No, not at all, not at all. Yes, nuts. The scoring, I think we take with a pinch of salt, but obviously, yes, I think she is in it for the long haul. If she goes at any time before the final, we will be physically protesting outside all BBC buildings.
I wasn't allowed to walk through the BBC today.
Oh, no, there are police everywhere, aren't
there?
Yeah,
because of Extinction Rebellion.
Oh, so is that why? Yeah,
they
said
to me, no, you can't come through because there's a danger of protest.
There's literally about 12 vans outside Broadcasting House as we speak, with full of police just in case anyone.
Yeah. I thought that was really annoying, so I had to walk. I had a baby on my chest as well. So,
oh, you love him. Know. You love him more now, don't you, listeners? He's got a baby.
I know. And I had to walk the long way around.
Oh no,
man! Luckily, the baby was full of spray cans. So, I wrote "Burn the BBC" on the side of the building.
Anyway, so moving on next to this one, which took me by surprise. So Will and Jeanette did a foxtrot, not a dance I normally think of as sexy. It's more sort of elegant and Fred and Ginger-ish and lovely. This was sort of hot.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I got a little bit of a butterfly tum-tum, I will admit.
There was lots of, again, watching it, it was the softness to it.
Yeah, it was his eyes as well.
I thought Jeanette was brilliant.
She was terrific, but as
really
a sportsman, acting, I mean, let's not get carried away, but I thought there was really something going on with him and his eyes this week. Mm. Like, he seems to be finding his inner performer.
Yeah.
And I loved watching
this. I absolutely agree with that. I think that probably is down to if you worked with Jeanette.
Oh, hell yeah.
Everyone talks about how mean their partners are and, you know, ha 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 ha. But no one ever, I mean, Jeanette, obviously, she's been given Will, who has, as a Paralympian, some physical limitations.
Yeah.
And the fact that she can do a soft and sort of melting dance with someone who has difficulty in moving his joints.
Just incredible.
Astonishing, you know. He obviously is more invested in this, I think, than anyone else. He's a Paralympian.
So.
He's got something wrong with his mind that means he goes, I can see a goal and I will reach it.
Yeah.
If I say to myself I'm going to the shops, sometimes that will take 3 days to actually
happen. Yeah, and you're really
happy
when you've done it. Like, oh, well done, Mark.
Amazing.
High five yourself.
Yeah, I eat everything I've got and I don't go out for another 5 days. But he is remarkable. You know, Craig was saying things like, oh, you know, it was a bit staccato. Bruno said, oh, you need to get this sort of hovering flow.
Well, it's true. The foxtrot, you do need to kind of, the fluidity needs to be there. But, you know, he's working with, you know, quite, she always gives him really difficult footwork, always. Yeah. And I think he could have done with being a bit smoother.
Yeah, but I think that might be to do with the fact that
he's too busy being bloody sexy in the face all the time in my face.
He has these physical limitations.
Yeah.
It would be like us doing it and them saying to you,
I've suddenly stopped feeling around.
There's a bit where they say to you, we now need you to go translucent and then just hover for 10 minutes.
Yes.
And you go, but physically I can't do that.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same with Will. They're sort of going, you're going to have to do this soft, all these moves and everything. And you're going, well, physically I can't do that. But you know what? I'll do it.
Yeah.
So he is like the translucent floating boy.
He really is.
I mean, he's just astonishing.
The patronising of the Will this week was, I mean, we're doing it slightly, but genuinely impressive. But well done, Will. Mm. Like, oh, Tess was patronising him. All the judges did. Even Craig broke character completely and patronised the arse off him. I just wish they'd... It's good to acknowledge, like, how amazing he can be given what he's been given to work with. But it's... They just need to rein it in. Yeah. It just makes me embarrassed. Well,
I mean, what do you do? Do you begin saying, you know, that David James's dance is better because he's 20 years older than another person?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
exactly.
That person's dance is really good. But in 20 years, what would they be like?
Yeah.
You can't sort of, if you like, handicap the runners and riders.
Yes, yeah, true.
And so all they can do, I suppose, is say, that is astonishing.
They did give him constructive criticism, though, about the flow of the movement needing to be there, and it wasn't. I think sixes across the board was a little bit on the stingy side.
Same here. And
despite
I think
their, you know,
if the other three judges comments. Are giving the same marks as Craig Revel Horwood,
yeah.
then they are undermarking.
I think so, too.
It's always the way. Craig is never up in front.
Nah.
He's always beneath. And if you're all the same, then something has gone a bit wrong.
I think so, yeah. No, I think that was more, okay, a six from Craig, fine, but that was more sevens.
Yeah.
At the very
totally.
Minimum.
I would have thought, from Shirley and Bruno.
Yeah. You know? It's a little bit strange. They're sort of overly effusive verbally and then marking-wise just sort of killed him.
Yep.
Mike and Katia, this one.
Let's get it on.
I mean, bloody Ooh. Nora.
A strange. Now, he was great.
He was great. They did a quick step to Come On Eileen.
Yes.
Like a pumped up version.
Should have been
Eileen.
A disaster.
Should have been.
Mike Baggins, Come On Eileen, quick step. The three things are a horrible toxic combination.
Yeah.
He was astonishing. He was astounding.
His feet were incredible.
Absolutely.
Fast and furious. The choreography was really, really hard, I thought.
He's got short little legs, so occasionally he'd have to do a sort of almost leprechaun-like skip,
yeah.
Which I found repulsive but was impressed by.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was just great.
It was great. He did slightly lose his frame and his posture towards the end, but, you know, he was working so bloody hard from the waist down that, you know, forgiven. But Katia, as the dance went on, got more and more hysterical. She loves her big cartoon faces, you know, and they do sort of like big sort of comic moments. They were saying there was a bit too much comedy in the routine. I think they were right. He can do the dancing, like, never mind the comedy.
Mm.
The weird ending where they kind of like skid over to a chip van and then grab some chips when chips had been nothing to do with the rest of the routine.
No.
Don't really know what was going on
That's
there.
That's true.
The scoring was crazy. She was crazy. So they finished the dance and she's clearly so emotional. She just collapses onto the ground, kind of clutching her chest and just kind of going, oh god,
It looked like she
goes down to help her.
She'd been shot from where all the dancers congregate, because
she went
down like a ton of bricks with the chips going everywhere.
Absolutely.
And Mike Bushell, who I just love Mike Bushell, so afterwards he had no chat at all.
So now he's Bushell, not Baggins. Now you're taking him seriously. yeah, my friend.
I want to make it clear that the Baggins character is very much my copyright.
if anyone else starts using it.
Mike goes up to talk to Claudia, and Katya is being so... She's in tears.
She's got herself into a real state. Maybe, I don't know, she thought this week it was going to go wrong. They were going home.
Yep.
And so the fact that he got through the routine without any mistakes, she was just too happy.
But he looked...
But it was uncomfortable.
He's one of those chaps who, because he does breakfast on BBC, I'm sure, a very decent, thoroughly nice man.
Yeah.
He is boring. And I imagine he lives in a boring place. I imagine he doesn't have very many friends.
He's lost a stone. He says that every week now. I lost a stone.
He will be writing a book that will come out in a year's time, and it will be all about his journey, and it will just be... I mean, we've looked at his Wikipedia. He's the headmaster's son, and he's never lost that.
I know.
But he had no chat at all. So Katya is there crying and crying and crying. And
I was
dying for him to sort of say, even if you were going to go, well, this will probably buy me 15 minutes good grace at tomorrow's rehearsal.
Or
he'd say, well, you know, hey, don't worry about this. Bad news, she's pregnant. Whatever it would be. Whatever it would be. But he just looked at her like... There's a woman, a beautiful woman crying, and I don't know what to do at all. No sort of skills.
Dead awkward.
Oh.
It was crazy. The judges seemed to go a little crazy in the wake of the crazy that was presenting in front of them as well.
Mm.
So Craig went with a 7, which is really high for Baggins. Let's not beat around the bush. That is high. Motsy whipped out a 9.
I know. She's
which was hysterical.
Lunatic.
Like the definition of hysteria. And then a couple of 8s to follow, which again, I still thought... Well, I think sevens is fine. Not a Craig 7.
Nope.
It was like a 6 and 3 7s, I think. So many routines this week were probably a 6 and 3 7s. But yeah, the judges seemed to get swept up in her hyperventilating.
It began to sort of bring a narrative to the show, which was this is a surprise night where everything will go right when you don't expect it to go right.
And he had the flu. I guess it was a tough week in rehearsal for him.
I do look at the Katya thing and I think, is it slightly... I mean, she looked... So sort of a mess about the whole thing.
She did.
But I just sort of go, is this your sort of last, I don't know, is it predetermined is what I'm saying. Are you going? And I'll break down and then there's a chance we'll be saved.
There was a lot of prodding sympathy this episode. Mm. A lot of that.
Yeah.
We'll come to the crying now.
It's nice to see that she's off her sex probation as well, because she looked sensationally good.
They're really letting her dress in wonderful outfits again, aren't they?
Yeah. And I think, you know, it must be nice when you have Mike Bushell that you do a dance and you don't have to go, let's do the big comedy.
Yeah.
I'll be dressed as deputy dog and, you know, you'll be a cat burglar.
With a full foam head. Yeah,
actually, no. Well, that works. but I just think
run,
it's...
Run, Karen, run! Never look back!
It's not a BBC thing to get to the end of a dance in week five, are we? Four?
No.
And just collapse on the floor and start sobbing and sobbing and sobbing.
That's way too American.
Yeah, wasn't
rain
it?
That in.
And yeah, poor Mike Baggins did look slightly horrified.
Just, yeah, everyone looked a bit uncomfortable. Claudia was doing her best to calm her down when they went up to the gallery and stuff. Yeah, there's clearly other stuff going on there. She must be having a bit of a tough time. Yeah.
Do you think they're having an affair?
Undoubtedly. Oh my God. A throbbing, horny affair. Of course they are. So Saffron and AJ are the opposite of a horny, throbbing affair. Sorry, they are, though. They did the couple's choice, which is sort of a, what was it?
Modern, contemporary.
Contemporary. Mm. To Because You Love Me, which is, as she kept saying, she keyed it up from last week. Every episode of It Takes Two that they were on this week. Well, it's a very special song for my nan.
Yeah, doing it for her nan.
On and on and on and on and on. I just put a bit like that routine from Romeo and Michelle.
Yeah.
Where they dance to the Cyndi Lauper song.
Very much
because
so.
Because that style of dance, it is hard to stay the right side of not funny.
It was a little bit like if you went to Peterborough at Christmas time to see Peter Pan. AJ would be Peter Pan.
Oh,
and
he would.
Saffron Barker was Tinkerbell.
Yeah, yeah, she was. And actually, she really wasn't bad at all. She's clearly working on, like, her core and stuff. She can hold shapes better.
Yeah.
There was one lift they did, the one where her arms are locked and kind of on his thighs.
And legs went straight out behind her.
And it was brilliant.
Looked great. Such a good straight line she got on there. She talked before about her balance, and I've become obsessed with her balance.
You have. You keep on waiting for her to fall over now.
You don't meet any people who are just, like, bad at balance. I mean, you know, apart from old people. But
yeah.
I was watching her, and she was really, you know, she's really obviously...
A lot stronger.
Yeah, moved on from that.
She did a lot of sit-ups.
I did. It did, because they're so young, and because of the dry eye, and there wasn't much of a set, and because the costumes were, she had quite a sort of short thing on, which didn't really
a
sort of
floaty frock
suit her. It suits a sort of certain type of young lady, and I didn't think it was exactly.
Oh my god, your body shaming her!
No, you know what I'm doing? I'm doing personality shaming her.
Are you?
Doesn't seem to be one of those people who is. She always seems a little bit not quite in the room.
I know what you mean.
She's
yes.
a little bit sort of like she's staring off into the distance, and you're constantly going. Saffron, we are doing trigonometry. So, would you care to give us the third? She's got that slight sort of
a
mile away. Yeah, and
perhaps.
So in that, it looked a bit like, I don't know, like she wasn't even aware of what she had on. She looks slightly drugged.
Yeah,
like she's had
that's
like behavioral issues, and she's been given some experimental drug by an American child psychologist.
Okay, got you. Yeah.
She looks like she's slightly in a fog
to calm her down. She was literally in a fog.
She was. Yeah.
It was very nice.
Something lacking at the heart of it, though. Isn't
it wasn't a nine dance, and both Bruno and Shirley gave her a nine.
Ludicrous.
Which I mean, it was emotional, and they were all those judges. This panel this year are reacting in a way that Darcy Bustle wouldn't. I think they are reacting way more to the emotion involved in the performance, and because she'd set it up to be, I'm gonna go, because her nan was on the front row, nan and granddad.
Yeah.
Obviously, the first thing they did, there was a camera just by her nan in case she wanted to spontaneously run over and give her a snotty cuddle, which she did, obviously. And then her nan was like convulsing with
tears. There was a mad bit where her nan seemed perfectly in good health.
Yeah,
and it cut to a little bit in the VT where she was just going, I just can't imagine being without my nan. And
it's I know.
I mean, you know, such is the human story, but. Also, I mean, she's fine.
I just wanted Tess to say, oh, look at her nan going, she will die one day, though. But for now, she's happy. Look at her.
This might be the last great memory. Tess was so bless your nan in this.
Oh, my God. You don't need to say it, Tess.
I mean,
right there.
Sometimes Tess has that slight thing of going, what do humans do? And they see a nan and they go, oh, bless. And she goes, oh, if I do it six times more human.
Yes, yes.
Oh, bless your nan. I think nana.
Yeah, and I completely understand it's being caught up in the emotion this week was, this is the penultimate dance. Everyone was just wrung out by the time they got to this bit, and they knew it was coming as well because they'd been keying it up, setting it up for like a whole week. I think the emotion just got a bit too much after Katia's virtual breakdown. Mm. I think everyone was a little bit too high on their feelings.
And then the judges, of course, are getting into the thing of going, I know if I give a 9, the whole place will erupt and they'll cheer me.
And it's going to be
And that'll be like amazing. A dopamine buzz.
Yeah, and we're all going to, you know, feel great about ourselves. Mm. It was like a collective orgasm in that studio.
It was.
It really was.
And the reality is that last dance was like something you'd see at a quite good fee-paying school at an end-of-term concert.
Yeah, it was sweet. And actually, some of the lifts were fantastic. The last lift was a bit cock, though. It wasn't that great. Yeah, yeah.
I just felt like
one.
I was lacking a plastic cup full of red wine when I was watching
orange
it.
Squash. Yeah. Lovely. So to finish the show, and my God, did they finish it in style? Mm. Kareem and Amy did a tango to, I didn't recognise the song, but it sort of didn't really matter because the dance was so good.
No, I didn't note
something
it down.
To do with Paradise.
It was something modern.
Something a bit rock and rolly.
When they say it's Paradise, I always sort of go, oh, the one by Coldplay, but there's been 55
so
since then.
Many songs. Yeah. Since then. Yeah. So he's small in stature, I think, Kareem, isn't he? Mm. He looks it. This week, I thought, looked about 6 inches taller than he actually was.
They dressed him up like a grown-up.
He looked powerful. Mm. His face was really good. The smiley face was banished.
Yep.
He looked... I put good
Last
bitch
week,
face,
he was
like
dressed as a panda.
I know.
And this week, they're
and
like...
And for a paso doble, which is what the F?
Yeah.
Like, it's supposed to be a sexy, angry, like, dance. So don't dress him as a panda.
When you constantly infantilize, you know, a person...
It's like, oh, kids' TV.
Exactly. Your kids' TV, dress you as a panda.
This week, no
we'll,
kids'
We'll do
TV.
the little clip. I think he visited his sister and his nephews.
Yeah.
And they had him basically... He's not sitting with his sister and her husband.
No.
He's sitting with the nephews, and the nephews are sort of going, you were dancing. In. And he was like, yes, I was, and I'm going to eat a chip. And it's like, he is not 9.
No, exactly.
And then you see him in this, and it was brilliant. And I thought Amy was fantastic in this.
Oh, my God, I love watching her. I mean, I like watching them both, but I do love watching her. She's one of my favourite dancers. Mm. The three, obviously, you know which three. Three of the judges were on their feet at the end of this.
Yeah.
It was just crisp. And those little head whips.
Oh, amazing.
He looked like an actual pro, like pretty much indistinguishable from the real thing. And he got a 9, a 10, a 9 and a 10.
Yeah, funny that Shirley decides to hold back on that one.
I know. Ooh. Sorry, I just pulled my headphones out. That was a bit of a shock. A 9, a 10, a 9 and a 10. I think that was about right. I did want a 10. Yeah. I wanted a release of tension after all that. My headache was
bad. I agree. And I just think deciding to suddenly hold back by a mark on the very, very final dance is, I mean, we've come this far.
I know, you might as well.
Just smack out a 10.
Yeah, in my head it was 3 tens.
I was certainly at the point of this where I didn't pay as much attention to it as I should have done because it's like going to a really good restaurant. But we're now on the 13th course.
You were full.
Exactly. And they go, it's this beautiful. And I'm like, mate, whatever it is, tip it in.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can deal with it.
I'll try not to bring it back up.
No promises.
I'll try not to miss the creosote all over.
I think we're probably the only people who could compare a dance like Kareem and Amy to being copiously sick.
To the final Waffle-thin mint of Strictly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Really, I can't eat another thing. I think 12 next week actually is going to be quite manageable.
Yeah. Again, when they have those little bits that say, here's who's coming up and they list through, you go, there'll probably be 3. There are 7. And you just go, how much longer? How much longer?
It is. We're getting towards the almost manageable time and it's going to be fine. I'm going to really miss Dev next week. And not Amy, who was Dev dancing with, Dev and Diane.
Yeah.
I really liked those two. Yep. And I think their ballroom especially, I really liked watching. So I'm a bit gutted.
I know. But if the judges are going to play that game where they sort of say, oh, you've got, you know, you can really improve, you've plateaued and all that.
Yeah.
You can't be surprised when the public vote people out.
No, I know.
And it's a dangerous game to play. You cannot...
Yeah.
Sort of go, let's put you in a bit of fake jeopardy because all the jeopardy on this show could turn out to just be very real
it
jeopardy.
It is so real. I don't believe that we now live in a world where David James beats out Dev from Radio 1. Just ridiculous.
No, it's absolutely corrupt. And
it is. Something's gone very, very wrong.
The sooner they scrap Strictly in the wake of this scandal, the better.
Yeah. Also, I have a weird thing about Nadia as well. Mm. I'm completely split down the middle with her. Especially in ballroom, I love watching her.
She danced beautifully.
The kind of
this week, long
neck and the incredible shape she makes. But she sort of annoys me as well. I don't know. There's an insincerity. Why? There's an insincerity about her that I just don't like it.
Why wouldn't you love this beautiful 20-year-old woman?
Oh, right, fine. I'm jealous. I'm just jealous. God, she's so gorgeous.
Whenever we're off air, all we talk about is how your dream of seducing David James has followed you around for the last 35 years.
She's standing in my way. Get out of my way, you Scandinavian saucepot. Hot sauce.
Hot sauce. Oh, we're going to have to get a t-shirt made with that in glitter.
Do it.
I imagine you can already get them. Put them down on Compton Street.
They're already on Camden Market. Absolutely. Right, so that's all the dances done. So who do you think is in danger?
Who do I think is in danger? Well, after this week, really, it could be anyone who isn't one of the top three.
It has to be David James for me.
I think it's got to be David James. I think he should have gone this week.
I agree. I just think there's an obvious... The guy is hitting his head on the ceiling. There's nowhere for him to go, I don't think.
Yep. And I think Mike Baggins is going to be in a lot of trouble because he's had a dance this week that was so surprising.
Yes.
The novelty kept him in. How's he going to do next week? Is he going to improve on that? The answer is no, he can't.
I know, but I think in terms of the voting public, I bet his numbers are really high. Mm. I just feel like, I mean, the appeal will probably wear off, but at the moment, I think because he's such an underdog, like a ridiculously underdog, and is outperforming every expectation we have of him, he's still got, there's life in the old underdog yet, I believe.
I could see next week being David James because I think I think it's similar. He had a lucky week, he got better, but he's not at the standard that everyone else is at.
He really is not.
I think we could see Emma Weymouth in trouble.
I think so too. If she was in the dance-off this week, then there's every chance she could be back there again next week. I don't know what else she'd have to do to... Yeah, in terms of dancing skill, in terms of personality, there's only so far I think her personality can take her. So those are the two. What about your top three?
My top three, definitely Kelvin and Oti.
Oh, he is my top three.
Yeah, Karim and Amy this week were fantastic.
Definitely.
And I think even though it seemed undermarked and it seemed to be lost in the shuffle a bit, it's Michelle Visage and Giovanni.
Yeah, I'm afraid for me it's Anton and Emma. I just absolutely was knocked for six.
I would have to say... I mean, that fits in any top three.
I really want them not to have Latin next week. It'll be interesting to see what the dancers are, because if they immediately follow that with a Latin, then they could come a cropper again. If they get another dreamy, dreamy ballroom number, they're going to sail it.
I think as well, this could be a thing where she's finally had a dance that's clicked.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that, you know, she's an actress. You're saying it went well.
Yeah.
That is a big boost.
Huge.
For you to do well. And I think for those 3 weeks of just it not clicking, you're beginning to get despondent and you're beginning to spiral. Once you have a good one, then the sky's the limit.
I think the thing you said as well about the huge amount, there's a lot of men now in sort of heading towards the final. They're definitely at the front of the pack. If you're a clever producer, you will probably elevate her, because people still love Anton. I bring you back to my mum.
Yep.
Those women are absolutely, they love him and they want to, they imagine themselves, you know, dancing with him. They're doing a clever thing in giving him a really good partner this year, I think.
They really are. And I think it's, I don't know. It could be the writing on the wall for him anyway. And I think it would be nice for him to have a nice end that's a dignified, you go quite a long way.
Are we saying, it's Dignitas, it's Blackpool. He finishes on, I don't know, what haven't they done yet? A quick step, dressed as Fred Astaire, and the whole of the ballroom just stands up and applauds
exactly,
him.
And they have a nice sort of cheap BBC prop barn, and he's taken round the back of it, and out comes the band leader with a genuine shotgun, and they just, it's just quick and done.
No, I'm saying top of the Blackpool Tower, just shove him off. No, he'd like to go like that, you know, in a blaze of glitter.
Absolutely. Yeah. Doing dancing steps as he falls, plummets to the floor.
This is a guy in his 50s. We're talking about putting him down as a kindness.
Well, look, I mean, he's peaking.
He's got young children.
He is peaking. If he's got young children, I'm sure he'll be the first to jump up there. Yep, throw me off.
Take me now.
Get him have a bit of sleep. Marvellous. I do think, you know, that we should, and I've said this for years, but we should treat professional dancers far more like they treat the donkeys in Spain that they push off the bell towers.
Yes.
So long as we do it with a bit of pizzazz on a Saturday night, I don't think one of them would hold any grudges
against
us.
It's what he would have wanted.
It's what he would have wanted. he would have wanted to be presenting Saturday night at the London Palladium.
But, I mean,
I mean, as a close second.
That's not happening.
Push to death off Blackpool Tower. Well, thank you very much for listening. We really do appreciate it. All we can say is if you liked it, please don't be shy to go and click that 5-star button. One person gave us a 4-star.
They what now?
They've literally been told not to do that.
Have you got names and addresses?
I have, yes.
Right, and we're going around there now.
I'm going to take a glitter ball. And when the door opens, I'm just lobbing it straight at their heads.
If you don't want that to happen to you, I think you know what to do.
So until next week. Unless you're Dev and Diane, who are just furious, I'm sure. The rest of you, Ganky. Shall I just do keep dancing?
Yeah.
Dancing!
Yay!
Bye! GreatBigOwl.com.
Hello, my name is Pete Ellison. This is Dave Cribb.
Hello, and we do a podcast called Friends with Friends, as you might have guessed from the music that's playing underneath, which is a sort of lo-fi rendition of the Friends theme tune for rights reasons. We get a different guest on every week on our podcast to talk about their favourite episode of Friends.
And we look through it in excruciating detail. We pick through levels of plot like no one has ever done before.
So if you like Friends or just listening to people talking, which are both valid activities, do look us up on the old podcast app. Apps and that. Friends with Friends, and we're on Twitter at FriendsWF.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.